Now, panelists, some questions for you from the week's news. Adam, China has one of the largest standing armies in the world with over 2 million men under arms, but according to a new rule, if you do what, you will no longer be allowed to enter the officer corps.
Snore.
Right. You say that with some disappointment, Adam, as if your own career has been derailed by this.
Yeah, I was going to be joining the Red Army and darn luck.
It is the People's Liberation Army, but not for people who snore. Chronic snorers.
So the interview lasts all night? Otherwise, how are they going to know?
That is a good question. I don't know how they screen
this. Go to sleep, you maggots!
Under new rules propagated by the Chinese army, chronic snorers have now been banned from their officer.
Is that
school.
A deviated septum? Is that a deviated? I've seen a lot of septums, and that one looks deviant. I'm sorry, Peter.
Oh, no, you go right
that
ahead.
That was, in fact, a Chinese leader, army leader who spent a lot of time in America
Sergeants
before he joined
Sergeants always
up.
Sound like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what country they're in.
Whether they're standing, sitting, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Chinese authorities say that snorers, quote, disturb the life of others, which is completely alien to the Chinese army. Of course, you know, Tibet has hardly noticed them.
There's a lot of people to check in that army, too,
there
by
really
the way.
There really is.
Still stuck on the idea of making soldiers sleep. All right, now I'm going to read you Good Night Moon.